Sometimes you come across a story or two that really shows off the human spirit, and I wanted to talk about one here in St. Louis. You can check out my show weekdays. It's called Overnight America. Direct link to it is KMOX.com/overnight. Wow. Isn't that simple enough for you to get to? KMOX.com/overnight with me, Ryan Recker. And something that happened over the past week was pretty horrific. An Amazon driver was at a Target in St. Charles. And while he was pulling in there to drop off or hand off a delivery, whatever it may be, he parked in the front handicap spot. Some man took exception to this, saw it, didn't like it, got in a confrontation. There was a little scuffle. The Amazon driver, young guy, Jalen Walker, decides to leave. He wants to remove himself from that situation, get out of there. And while he was leaving, this other maniac, 65-year-old Larry Tomlinson, shot him in the back multiple times. And the 21-year-old Jalen Walker survived, but he's going to be handicapped and paralyzed from the waist down for the rest of his life. The 65-year-old Larry Tomlinson has been charged, and hopefully they throw the book at him. Hopefully, with his age being the 60s, I hope he never sees a day outside of prison again. I really don't. I hope that he dies there. It's kind of mean to say that, but I don't think that there should be any circumstance where he gets any leniency for ruining this person's life. That's me being bitter. That's me looking at the situation as an outsider. But that is not how 21-year-old Jalen Walker looks at it. This Amazon driver, who has a new lease on life, was in his hospital bed. The only way I can describe it is he looks like he's wearing some sort of back brace. You ever see the warehouse workers that they do a lot of heavy lifting, so they put on this back brace. It kind of goes from the back to the front. You kind of see it strapped on in the front and, you know, kind of add support when they're lifting things. So he's in a hospital bed. You kind of see this thing strapped around his torso right below, you know, his pecs. And then he's in a neck brace. He finds himself in a situation where the paralyzation from the waist down is, you know, he had issues with his spine, so he's got a lot of things hooked up to him, and he's can't move. I mean, he can just lay there and can't move. In the hospital bed is his girlfriend or wife, I'm not sure. I believe they have a one-year-old, and he's laying in the bed, and they ask him questions. And while asking him questions, he gave one of the most stunning answers I have ever heard. Listen to this.
I just thank God for letting me just, you know, still be able to breathe. I have a one-year-old son that potentially might not ever remember or see me walk. Play college basketball. Probably never ever do it again.
He has so much he still needs to do. And I think that's why God spared his life. Because with the caliber of gun, he should have died. So the silver lining is he's still here.
The silver lining is his son's won. Yeah, he's not going to remember him playing basketball. He's not going to remember him walking by the time his son gets older. All he'll know about his dad, Jalen Walker, is that he's in a wheelchair. He's going through rehab, still trying to one day maybe walk again. Who knows? The impossible may happen here when you have that sort of spirit. Notice that when he was asked about the situation, he said, "I have a new lease on life." Part of this report from KMOV and also Fox 2 both spoke to him, and he said the same thing to both of them. He said he forgives the man. He forgives 65-year-old Larry Tomlinson. You know how hard it would be for anyone to forgive someone that just, you know, did that to them? I don't want to say ruin his life, because that's not how Jalen looks at it. It's not that he is now forever permanently disabled. It's now that he has the opportunity to see his son grow up, become a man of his own. He has the opportunity given to him as a gift from God. They look at it as they spared his life. That is just absolutely remarkable to me that anyone could have that sort of same optimism and love in their heart. So a couple of other reports that came out. KSDK did this story, too. One of the people that have stepped up was a guy by the name of Adam Pickett, architect for Benton Design Group, and said, you know, we're going to build a wheelchair ramp. We're going to help retrofit your home. So when you actually do get home, you'll be able to, you know, get around. One of the hardest things for people with disabilities, newly found disabilities even, you know, someone that's not used to being in a wheelchair, is finding a way to make it so your home is livable. I mean, just think about your own home. Do you have any steps that you wouldn't be able to make your way around because of a disability? Just think about that next time. Would you be able to get through there in a wheelchair? Are the doors wide enough to even have an ability to get into your home? Most people wouldn't be able to do any of that without the help of someone coming over. Think of how sad that would be for you to be in your home in a wheelchair, disconnected from the entire world because you don't have someone that can help you get down the front porch steps. Missing doctor's appointments because, you know, your buddies or your family members can't help you out. And then think about the stress that is on your life when you feel like you are a burden to them. So you think, well, you know, they've helped me enough. I don't want to keep asking them. It's just I've asked enough of them. I'm just going to skip this meeting. I'm just going to skip going out today. I'm just going to skip going to the doctors. I've asked them for enough. And they feel like they are a burden. So then they disconnect themselves. It's a terrible situation that a lot of people with disabilities are put into. And I love seeing this story that Adam Pickett from Benton Design Group wanted to help make it easier. You know, he wanted to do some things to help, you know, just even like changing doorknobs, he said, you know, making it easier for you to be able to reach these things. Special connections for him in the home, wheelchair ramps, just going and trying to make it as easy as possible. So when he does get out of the hospital and when he's learning to get around, he'll actually be able to be accessible in his own home. Wonderful. I mean, wonderful. There is a fundraiser set up, and I'll tell you right now, if you were to go on GoFundMe and search for Jalen's Road to Recovery, J-A-Y-L-E-N-S, Jalen's Road to Recovery, he is starting to get a lot of donations in, and it's not going to be a cheap or easy thing. I'm guessing if he was working delivery for Amazon, he didn't have the best insurance in the world. I mean, I don't know much about what goes on, but I hear a lot of people complain about working warehouse for Amazon or driving for Amazon. A lot of times you're independent and you're working and you have to be insured independently, right? They don't cover you for those things. So I don't know what Amazon's going to do. I don't know if they decided to step up. I don't know if they're going to do anything. But if you can do something and if you want to help, you can go and search for his GoFundMe right now. They've raised just over $50,000. And if you're someone that's been sidelined with medical bills, think about this. How far do you think $50,000 is going to go, even if he has subpar or decent insurance? You know, he's probably going to reach, even if he has insurance, let's just say he, for some reason, he has insurance. You're probably going at $12,000 if that was for just him at the minimum for just trying to reach your deductible. And then they only do a certain percentage after that. Think of all of the medical bills he has for his hospital stay, surgeries, equipment for his wheelchair, everything else that he's going to have to do to change his life. So if you're in the, if you have the ability to help someone that has an attitude that's one that you look at and applaud, this would be well worth your donation. 1,200 people have donated in the past 4 and 5 days, right around there. People continue to donate. Like I'm looking at the page right now. You know, here's $50 from 4 minutes ago. Here's 16 minutes ago, $20 there. 22 minutes ago, $25. You know, a donation's 10, 20, 15, 30, 50 bucks, and it all adds up. I don't know if I'll ever get a chance to meet this young man, 21-year-old Jalen Walker, but I commend him, and I only wish I was as strong as him. I don't think I ever could be. Good for him. All right, so thanks for listening to this blog. If you want to continue to hear more from this show, listen to me on Overnight America, or you can direct link it at kmox.com/overnight. You can follow me on Twitter at Ryan Recker. I do these blogs for the website, you know, KMOX here, you know, every Monday, so you can always check back here too. But better yet, I would love it if you go check out the podcast. And better yet, if you have a podcast app you favorite and you're someone that listens to podcasts frequently, go subscribe to Overnight America and give us a nice 5-star review on whatever podcast app you're using. It does help us get the exposure, and it's always fun to, you know, check out the downloads and such. I do enjoy that people enjoy this podcast, which we do. By the way, we post absolutely for free, so just go and do it. All right, we'll see you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.